and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I'm okay. Vanessa, do you know what this means? All the honey is finally going to belong to the bees. Now we won't have to work so hard all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
What a relief that will be.
Someone in the UK watched the Bee Movie. That's that bad movie with Jerry Seinfeld. That's a bee, the animated movie.
I mean, what's with all this honey?
357 times so far in 2017, according to Netflix. Because that's what Netflix is doing right now, is they're reporting on the viewers' habits and what movies people are watching.
Yeah, they're trolling them big time.
Right, Stern.
What do you know about the royal family of Aldovia?
What do you know about the royal family of Aldovia, Anna? I'll tell you what, 53 people know more than there is to know about them because they've watched that movie every single day for 18 days straight.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Can we discuss?
Netflix is concerned.
Why is Netflix?
And it's their movie.
Why are they doing this?
The best part.
Why is Netflix just releasing and basically shaming people on Twitter for their viewing habits? Like, I wouldn't want everybody to know that I watch Elf every single day, which I do for the holiday season.
Well, they're doing it anonymously, and they are having fun. So now people are, like, confessing and throwing things at them, and they're like, whoa, I thought nobody was out there keeping track of when I saw this 17 days or I saw this 6 times in one day, that kind of thing. And Netflix is actually responding to individual messages and being like, nah, you're good. Nah, you might want to see a doctor. Nah, like, you've got some problems.
But it's interesting because I think that when I saw that somebody had watched the Bee Movie 357 times and they were like bewildered by it, all I could think about was, I can guarantee you that's a young child, probably like a 5-year-old,
right,
that every day they beg their mommy,
put it on.
And it's the only thing that calms that child down.
Right.
And they go into the zone and watch the TV, and mom finally sits down and takes a break.
Sound like, of Music for my sister growing up.
Yeah?
All the time.
What's the one
over
movie
and over and over
that you can watch over and over again and not get tired of it?
I could do Jaws. I could do Aliens. Die Hard. I mean, I got a list.
What's the movie that you think you've watched the most amount of times?
I'm going to go with Jaws or Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with one of those. Star Wars, A New Hope.
You know what's my guilty pleasure?
What's that?
Pitch Perfect. Anytime you...
Well, it's not a bad movie, actually.
I could watch Pitch Perfect 5,745 times over and
over. Is it because it's
over.
Fun and uplifting, and
yeah,
they go through trials and tribulations, but yet they come out on top?
But then
they persevere
sing.
Because they unite and they come together as girls?
I just don't want Netflix knowing that I watch Pitch Perfect like 6 times a week. I feel like that's like a violation of my privacy rights.
Blame it on your daughter.
Right.
That would be the grown-up thing to do.
Yeah, the grown-up thing. We want to know, what's the one movie that you can binge watch and watch over and over again? You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Randomly, last night, Netflix started tweeting out viewers' habits, and they revealed that somebody in the UK had watched the Bee Movie 357 times so far this year.
Right.
And then somebody, and then 53
people. 53 people have watched A Christmas Prince 18 days in a row, which is their terribly cheesy movie of an American girl finding a prince just in time for the holidays.
Man. So our question this morning is, what movie can you watch on repeat? It's your guilty pleasure. Every time it's on, you just watch it over and over. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your movie?
Dodgeball.
Now,
over and over.
What's your favorite scene?
Oh, maybe the Lance Armstrong, but Mr. Jokey Joke Man.
I gotta be honest with you, I've never seen that movie, and I definitely need to see it now.
Well, as long as it's not the purple crotch shot.
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
No. But do I?
I mean, the worst part is that Raven knows every like quote also. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What movie can you watch on repeat?
I love Thor. Oh, my gosh. I love Chris so much. Like, I could just watch him all day long.
The accent.
But I don't know if that's an obsession with the movie. It's more an obsession with him.
Well, she likes him in that movie.
I love him in that movie, but I absolutely love the movie. I love the storyline, but he's just so sexy.
All right. That's like when guys used to say that they read Playboy for the articles. Sure. Yep. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
It had great writing. Great writing.
True.
The Bifrost was destroyed. The Nine Realms erupted into chaos. Wars were raging. Marauders were pillaging. I had to put an end to the slaughter.
That's what he had to do.
That's all he had to do, is put an end to the slaughter.
Right. And look sexy while he did it.